Hi, Marty Lurie here at KMBR 680 with Corey Guerin of the San Francisco Giants. This time of year, it is fun baseball, really.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Marty. Yeah, it is. This is the best. You know, we're out here. It's 75 and sunny out here in Scottsdale. You know, the guys are, you know, getting the game going, kicking the rust off the tires. You know, just getting everybody back together, getting the team environment going again. It's, you know, it's what you're itching for all off season, and, you know, we love it.
Fun watching you pitch against the Angels the other day, and 82, 83, 84, 81, all of a sudden, boom, 90, and that was the end of the inning.
Yeah, you know, coming out this spring, nobody's really got their A stuff yet. You know, a lot of us are trying to kind of get loose, get stretched out, and, you know, by the end of spring, early April, you know, your stuff will be there. So right now it's a lot of executing pitches, you know, making sure you're changing speeds, you know, throwing it where you want to throw it, and really pitching for pitchers, just going out and kind of making sure you're doing what a professional pitcher is supposed to do. And, you know, you hope that by the end of spring, then that velo is there and it's not all in the 80s. But, you know, even with that, you know, it feels good to be out, going out and playing games and competing.
Well, it was fun watching Corey Guerin pitch against the Angels because, you know, Corey will get in a stretch and hold it for a little bit and, you know, try to freeze the runner behind him or the batter a little bit. And then the batter stepped out. And I said to myself, okay, let's see what's going to happen now. And I figured, well, maybe one up and in or near him. But you ended up quick pitching him. How about that?
Yeah, you know, it's the old adage is hitting is timing, pitching is disrupting timing. So as a pitcher, you want to do whatever you can to kind of get in those guys' heads. And they're trying to get their timing down. And I've been fortunate to be here with, you know, one of the best in the game as that's concerned with Johnny Cueto. So being able to watch him, what he does, you know, he has great stuff, but he messes with guys' timing as well as anybody I've ever seen. So, you know, try to take a couple pages out of his book every once in a while and do some quick pitch and a little bit of hold. But this is a great time of year to work on that kind of stuff. You have the opportunity to do that against guys that you may not see during the season that you don't necessarily want to show all your little tricks that you're working on yet. So it was fun, yeah.
Corey, with us, you have another job which is really interesting to me, and that is as the player representative. And, of course, you've got a lot going on with rules and pace of play and some free agents not signing and the difference of the game. First of all, how did you get the job? And then we'll talk a little bit about some of your thoughts about it.
Yeah, well, Matt Cain was the player rep here for the union for the San Francisco Giants for as long as I know of. So he was really involved and, you know, a great representative for this clubhouse. I was his assistant. You know, since I've been here, I kind of, you know, did whatever I could to help out or do some legwork. And then once he left, you know, the guys kind of came to me and asked if that was something I'd be interested in taking over. And, of course, it's an honor for me. I really enjoy being a member of this clubhouse and being a guy who, you know, keeps people informed. You know, a lot of guys have a ton of stuff going on, you know, both on and off the field. And, you know, being an active member in our union and making sure that guys' rights are preserved and that they're aware of, you know, what they're entitled to and what, you know, previous players have fought and won them the right to partake in. You know, it's an honor for me. So it's a fun part of my off season. Honestly, the off season's kind of a busy time for the union. There's a lot of stuff going on with arbitration and free agency. And especially this year, it was a very active time.
How involved are you with what goes on? Of course, this pace of play thing was pretty much over the whole winter, even going back to last year. And then, of course, with the free agency issues, players not being signed. How active are you in those kind of issues?
Yeah, the union, you know, our office does a great job of reaching out to the players and making sure that they're informed. There are, you know, executive subcommittees made up of players they'll reach out to and then broader groups as it goes along. But they do a great job of making sure that everyone is aware, hey, this is something that's happening. You know, this is the direction that we're going to be headed. Be conscious that this is something that's on the radar. So I try to be on every conference call, you know, respond to every email, just make sure that not only am I informed, but I'm getting the information to pass along to our guys because they want to know. You know, as you know, with the free agency issues and the pace of play stuff that's gone on this offseason, guys reach out. out. And they're, you know, you hear a lot of different information, whether it's accurate or some sort of misinformation. It all gets put out there, especially in, you know, the age of Twitter and social media. So I think it's important to be involved and informed so that you can help, you know, make decisions and make wise decisions.
How much do you impart to the team? Like, again, going back to those kind of issues, are there meetings within the team? Do you talk to players about it? To get, you're sort of the representative. It's like you're in Congress. You got to find out what the constituents want. How do you get that information?
Yeah, I think that, you know, for me, I reach out to guys, one that I know are leaders within the clubhouse. I like to reach out to guys who have access to different pockets of players, guys that I know, okay, well, this guy talks to this guy all the time. And really, I just try to reach out to as many guys as I can to, one, to get a feel for the team. You know, you kind of lean on veteran guys who have been around to understand what's going on, because part of the job for me is also not only getting the information from, you know, the union, but also trying to understand it in context for what it means to our players and to our guys in San Francisco. You know, because everybody kind of views it from a different spectrum, and you want to know what's the best choice, not only for the group as a whole, but for each of the individual guys here in San Francisco. So I try to be as active, and, you know, I've got every guy on our team's, you know, number on my phone and try to find out as much as I can. You know, like I said, guys are very busy during the offseason, so not everyone has time to really... I like to have a long conversation if we're going to talk about it and get into it. And, you know, I talked to Buster and Hundley and guys who are, you know, have the time to kind of get into, hey, this is what's going on. What do you think? Let's really get to the bottom of it. And, you know, those guys are very thoughtful and informed. So it's, we have a great group here for that kind of stuff.
Boy, very good. Interesting part of the game for Corey Guerin. Pace of play, and I would touch on that just briefly. I know it, I think it's ad nauseum, to tell you the truth, that they nitpick on 4 minutes or 3 minutes and then have a replay of 5 minutes. So to me, I think just let the game be played, to tell you the truth. But there was an agreement, at least with the union, that certain things would happen, trips to the mound and all that. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, the Major League Baseball, you know, imposed what they wanted to do for this year. I think that as players, we were concerned about you know, some of the proposals that were tied to balls and strikes being called with regards to time violations. I personally have a very strong issue with anything that impacts the integrity of the game to that extent, as far as balls and strikes coming into play. And fans that I've, you know, heard on the issue said the same thing. It's just, I think we all want as quality a product as we can. We don't want drags in the game. We don't want dead time. You know, we want a crisp, clean game, but we also want the game to be played at its highest level, and we want to honor what the game is and what it's been for a long time. You know, so as a player in the major leagues right now, that's very important to me, to make sure that that opinion is put out there. So, you know, I don't know exactly what these implementations are going to look like. I think a lot of guys, you know, don't have strong opinions as of yet, but I think it'll be interesting, because a lot of weight is being put on the umpires on how they're going to manage these and interpret the rules. So I think it's yet to be seen what it's going to do, but I agree with you. I think there's so many delays that I've seen in the game that aren't in the play of the game that we can clean up. And I think the, you know, the shift from a day and age where you know, TV deals weren't an issue that we were worried about. You know, I've never met a fan who was at the field who was just dying to go home for the game to end. And, you know, that used to be what the game was attendance. And we have a great product if you come out to watch games in San Francisco. And, you know, fans love spending time at the yard, and I love spending time at the yard. But there's also another side of the game now, which is TV and the product that we're putting out there in the media. So we all want that to be a great product. We want to do the best we possibly can. It's just figuring out how to keep baseball, you know, the amazing game that it is, that I grew up loving and a lot of people grew up loving, while also trying to make it a clean product for, you know, media.
Well, it's a game that unfolds slowly. The game unfolds slowly. The big moments unfold slowly. The season unfolds slowly. And that's the lure of baseball, because you said that's why we remember the great at-bats. That's why we remember the great pitching confrontations, the great pennant races, the great World Series moments. sometimes because it takes a while for that to unfold in front of us. If I asked you who made a great catch in an NFL game sometime, you'll never remember it. Who made a great play in the NBA? Maybe you'll remember one or two great shots.
Yeah.
But in baseball, you can sit with 40,000 people and everybody can come up with a baseball moment that they saw. So for me, that's the nature of the game.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it should just stay the way it is and get rid of a lot of the replay, and I think the time will go down. That's my opinion for whatever it's worth.
I don't think you're alone in that opinion. You know, I think you're right on. You know, this is a special game, and it's special because of the character of the game, and you know, that's something that you don't want to give up. It's important to maintain that. And as you know, as stewards of the game, both players, media, fans, you know, it's something that's very personal to all of us, because not only do you remember those moments, but you remember the people you were with. You remember the places you were at, and it's something that's passed on between family and friends. And you're right, there's something special about this game, and time is a part of it. You know, there's something to that that is special. So I think you're right.
All right, who's your assistant? Who got your job?
Man, that's a great question. We haven't gotten there yet. You know, Buster is a guy who's always involved. I don't know if it's like official, but he's a guy I always go to as a leader in the clubhouse. You know, it's if you're not taking advantage of him being there, you're making a big mistake. But I'm sure we'll find some guys. We've got a great group. But that's a good question. I have to kind of get to the bottom. It's kind of been overwhelming for me. Like, it was kind of, hey, you're the guy now. So, and everything that's been going on this spring, I've just been trying to be in communication as much as I can with, you know, guys here and guys with the union. So I do need to find an assistant.
Yeah, no, the key to life is delegating. You have to be a good delegator.
Absolutely. I appreciate the advice.
All right. That's Corey Guerin. More coming up. Corey, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.